And two correctional officers reportedly turned down a plea deal in connection with Jeffrey Epstein's suicide while he was incarcerated. Christy Kalishian has this.
The two correctional officers rejected that plea deal from federal prosecutors, and sources close to the case report that they could be charged in connection with Jeffrey Epstein's suicide next week.
For criminal justice reform, this is a big victory. 99% of the time, when an inmate dies in jail, no one is held responsible.
Laura Goldman, a journalist and friend of Isabel Maxwell, sister of Epstein's co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell, says it's a powerful move in the Epstein case. When asked about her thoughts on the proposed compensation fund from Epstein's estate for his accusers, she just said she's curious as to how that $577 million will be split up.
I would hope that all the victims would band together and want fairness for everybody.
The compensation fund still needs approval from the U.S. Virgin Islands Superior Court. Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio, 880.